right, welcome to a brand new episode of Ism Radio, ladies and gentlemen. We are here, we are live on Ism Radio, ready to chop it up. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Today's show is brought to you by AshKicking.com. That's where you can get all those lotions, body butters, all that good stuff. That's AshKicking.com, ladies and gentlemen. They got everything. They got fragrances. They got hair moisturizers, scented candles, all the accessories you need to be nice, clean, and have your smell good game popping. That's AshKicking.com, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let me introduce my lovely female co-host. Let me put some Mackin music on so I can introduce my lovely female co-host over here right to my right. We have Miss Bree. She's a little late, but she came in. She's here.
No, you did not put me on blast.
Yes, I did. I did.
Tariq mad today.
No. I came in hella early.
Ask him what time he came in last week.
What time? Was I late?
Yes.
I was late last week.
It's like 2:15.
You was late, Tariq. You were
I was
late.
At 2:15. I was that late?
Yes. Yeah. And Tariq lives way closer than we do. PSA.
Lies in the goddamn street.
We got the eye rolling. I said, Tariq, I'm going to be late too.
I'm rolling my eyes through the emojis on the ass. How are you, Bree? How was your day? You said you had a rough day. What happened today?
I had
today?
A rough 2 days.
What happened, dear?
You guys, I was in the shower and the building that I live in, they cut the entire building's water off.
Damn.
That stopped my entire process.
Lord. Were you in mid-shower or was? Oh, damn. So you didn't get to wash off your cash and prizes?
No. Yes, I did. Oh, jeez. I baby wiped it down.
And you had the Aquafina in your titties?
Yes. No doubt. Went and got bottles of water and made it happen.
Oh, no.
Rough days, guys. Hell rough no. days.
And over here, with the greasy arms.
Always.
Oily. Nice and oiled up.
I'm shining. Looking, I got the, what is it? The 360 shape.
Looking like a little piece of rotisserie. We have Layla Lopez. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Yes, indeed. How was your day today, Layla?
It was good. It was just like a lot going on too. Like Bree, it was like one of those days.
Just one of them damn days.
Yeah. Just a lot going on.
Yes, indeed. Now, family, the phone number is 818-850-5404. That is the number. We need y'all to call up. Let us know what's on your mind. Chop up game with us. Let's see. Let's get on the phones and see what's popping. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is DJ from Nashville.
DJ from Nashville. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm a frequent listener, so I'm just going to get straight to the point. Now, this is going to sound kind of odd. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Demi Lovato. I was wondering if we should give her a pass on her recent video. Sorry, not sorry.
Demi, now,
you think she was cool?
I don't know too much about the video. Now, what's her video about?
Basically, it's like her having some sort of party or whatever. And it's, I don't know. The song is pretty straight. However, when I saw that video, I was like, it just all types of pissed me off. You know what I'm saying? It had like, she darkened the tent and everything to make herself look blacker. She's trying to like start twerking and shit, you know, and all that stuff, you know, and it's just, you know, all sorts of insults to black folks, you know what I'm saying? I would just say, look at the video and maybe just say something like a little remark somewhere, you know, somewhere in the future.
Yeah, I gotta watch it.
I mean, it's not. But yeah, that's all I wanted to ask you.
All right, brother. Thank you.
Well, thank you, bro.
I gotta watch it. I don't know what he's. Do y'all know what he's talking about?
No, yeah. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes people be putting extras on shit, but I don't know. I gotta see it.
I was about to say, he might be.
Yeah, it might be just some extra. Man, she a bit twerking. That's our shit. You know? Let them twerk. Let them motherfuckers twerk. We need some other people to do ratchet shit. But us.
Booty?
Yeah.
Demi Lovato, do?
Yeah, I mean.
Who are we talking about?
Yeah, Demi Lovato. She kind of thick. Y'all know Demi Lovato's kind
of
thick.
Oh, yeah.
She's
kind of
thick.
Yeah, she's a thickie, but, you know, I got to see the video and see what he's talking about. Let me see who else we got on the phone. What's up? Who's calling?
Yo, what up, Flex? This is Ernie from Detroit.
Ernie from Detroit. How you doing? I ain't met a nigga named Ernie in a long fucking time. Nigga, you old school. You must be a junior. Ernest Junior, right?
Nope. Just Ernest.
Wow. I ain't met an Ernie since the 80s, nigga. You must have old parents. They had you in their 50s or some shit. Name of a motherfucker, Ernest. Now, how old are your parents, nigga?
My mom 55 and my dad, he's 50.
Okay, there you go. That's a family name that was passed down. They named you after somebody in the family, Uncle Ernie or some shit. But that's a powerful name, though. You're going to be
That's
who?
That's my grandpa name.
Yeah, I knew they knew that. Passed that shit down. We're going to name this nigga after Grandpa Ernie. You're going to be a great nigga. I'm telling you. You're going to be like a church deacon or something. Deacon Ernie. What's going on,
What's up, lady? I want to say hi to the ladies real quick. Hello. Especially you, Bree, with your fine self.
Hey,
I like them thick.
Go ahead.
She's getting slim now. The thickness, she's getting real thinner now. So, will you still love her?
Speaking of slim flex, I got a problem. I want to ask you a question.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of smashing fat broads. Oh. What do I have to do to get to step my game up and get with the dimes? I'm tired of smashing these fat broads out here.
So you're saying you smashing the fat broads out of convenience, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, hey, man, the same energy you use on the sixes, you can use on the nines. So you just have to go out there and start campaigning differently and step your self-esteem game up. That's all. Yeah, what city you in again?
Detroit.
Yeah, there's some dimes in Detroit. I mean, you're just setting the bar hella low. You think, now what you look like? You know, shit. There's something about you that might be attracting some of them fours and fives, nigga.
Damn.
You might be a Gabby Sidibe magnet. I don't know nothing about you, brother.
Oh, no.
I'm about 6 feet, about 190 pounds. I mean, I'm a good-looking cat. You know what I'm saying? I stay in the gym. I work out. It's just, you know, when I see the dimes, I just get nervous. You know what I'm saying? I don't be knowing what to say.
You say those fat broads are easier to talk to.
No, they're not.
You think that. You psychologically trained yourself into believing that. The fine ones are just as easy, if not easier. See, the thing is, there's a lot of thirsty niggas who holler at the fat ones. And I'm not shitting on the fat chicks, because there's some fine fat mother. I've seen some. What's that chick? India Love. She got some fat fucking sisters, and her sisters are fine to me. They're very cute for some big overweight ass girls. So there's some fat motherfuckers who can get it. I'm not shitting on the fat girl. There's some fat motherfuckers that I'd take to the prom if I was in high school. But the fives and the sixes, you got to just understand the same energy it takes to get at them. You can use those energies to get at the dimes and the nines and the fines. You dig? So you'll be all right, man. Just step that self-esteem game up, Ernie.
One more thing. Like, I just wanted to ask about this kneeling. Do you think everybody taking a knee now is more so a trend?
It should be a trend.
Versus people doing it for the right reason?
As long as people are doing it, that's good. It should be a trend. But we just have to control the narrative of the trend. We have to let people know we're kneeling, and the kneeling is about white supremacy and anti-black hatred. We got to keep driving that narrative in the consciousness of the nation. Don't let them flip it into some damn flag bullshit or some veterans. We cannot let them hijack the narrative. We stay on the kneeling, but we control the narrative. All right, thank you, Ernie.
All right.
That's
Ernie is fired. You don't fucking work for us. You don't work for us. You don't bring up my hot topic. Shit.
Well, now, what were you going to talk about? Were you going to get into that, Bree?
Yes, the fact that everybody is bandwagoning this kneel, and they forgot the original reason why Kaepernick took a kneel in the first place. It took for him to call them some fucking assholes, or wait, sons of bitches.
Yeah.
It took for Trump to call y'all sons of bitches for y'all to get mad and want to get on your knee.
Yeah.
And then some of them got on their knee and still put their hand over their heart. Some of them got on two knees.
Yeah. But the fact that they're doing it, and I don't have a problem with that, because some people got on their knees, they did the kneeling before the anthem, and I like the fact that they did that, because then they still represented the anthem, so nobody could use the excuse they were disrespecting the flag. So that just nullified that excuse. So the fact that everybody's doing it is good. We just have to control the narrative. Let's stop letting these races out here make it about the flag. It is not about the flag
at all.
And they keep repeating that because they know it's deceptive. That's why black folks, we have to learn how to grab a narrative, take control of it, and not be afraid to drive our own narrative home. And we got to stop being afraid of offending people. We shouldn't give a shit about offending a damn white supremacist or a white supremacist suspect. Fuck their feelings. Yeah. I do not care two shits about offending them. I'm offended by these kids out here getting legally killed. I'm offended by Sandra Bland and Rekia Boyd, Alton Sterling, all these black folks getting harmed and murdered legally. I'm offended by that. I'm uncomfortable right. with that. So they can be uncomfortable with a motherfucker kneeling. And y'all stop being afraid to stand up or stand down when it's convenient.
That's the original reason, though.
Yes.
That, you know what I'm saying? They're trying to say it's the flag, but
so
it's the original reason.
How do you guys feel about Ray Lewis kneeling?
Oh, my God.
Lord,
they called him an opportunist.
There's a lot of he's an opportunist. There's a lot of opportunist. I said that he dropped a butter biscuit on the ground. That's what he was kneeling for.
I fell out laughing on the floor,
and then needed help getting down and getting up with your old ass.
Yes, and that's the thing. We got to make these coons bow down too. That's why we got to be on code to the point where the coons don't have a safe space no more. And I love that the coons are getting on board, but don't. They are opportunists. These coons are looking to get back into the good graces.
Yeah, I'm like, they
of
getting
the slave.
On board before another reason.
Yeah, so let's not. We use our coons for what they worth.
Remember he said he would never kneel down because he had his family fighting for the flag. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Exactly. And the white supremacists are mad at him. They're like, you disrespectful nigga. They're like, they're getting on his ass. But that's good. We're doing things in unison. Yeah. So, again, we just have to control that narrative. Now, Layla, what do you have that's happening out here in the streets?
Ooh, I got some jewels.
Oh, you prepared? Layla's prepared? Oh, shit. Layla's prepared?
Go to hell. Go to hell. No. Shut up, Tariq. No, okay, the lady that's always talking about everybody else's business, she got something going on.
Who?
Ha! Wendy Williams. Y'all heard about her?
Yeah, what Hot happened? Topic.
Man, when I tell you.
With her dude, right?
Her dude, her husband, has allegedly been cheating on her. Not just cheating on her. Had a whole nother side life.
Yeah.
With a mistress for 10 years.
Ah, damn.
A 32-year-old, she was a massage therapist. Oh, so he must have met her when she was like, obviously 22. And here's the kicker, even worse. He bought her a house worth $700,000, and the house.
How the fuck you buy a side piece of a damn near $1 million house and nobody know?
No, but guess what? The house is 9 miles from where Wendy and him live. So what he does is he splits his time between the two houses.
I mean, that can't be hard considering how much Wendy probably
she works.
Yeah, but damn, how do you hide damn near $1 million house? How do you hide that?
But did you see her disclaimer on her show today?
Oh, yeah. I seen it. She was trying to be, and nothing's going on.
She's like, you can believe it if you want to.
It's true, boo. It's true.
I mean, have you seen that motherfucking Wendy Williams in a bikini? I mean, do you blame the dude? I mean, she's a hot dick. Come on.
Somebody said she's shaped like a dick and balls.
Do y'all think this is karma? People are like, it's karma. Yeah. She talking about everybody.
Yeah, somebody said she's shaped like Buzz Lightyear.
Hey, it's definitely karma.
Oh, my God.
I mean, she can.
Because she keep everybody's shit going.
Because I've been clowning her on Twitter on Instagram, because of them damn bikini pictures. And people are like, oh, that's cruel. Fuck out of here.
Well,
her whole career is built on that. If you can dish it, you can take it.
Well, I don't know, but she's like denying all the rumors. But this is the crazy part. How she found out was it's been an ongoing investigation for a whole year. I think she hired somebody. They're not saying how. They're just saying it was an ongoing investigation for a year. Like, maybe she suspected it, hired a private investigator.
Hilarious. Man.
But he cheated on her before, though. Remember?
I heard. But, I mean, damn, look at Wendy fucking Williams.
I think they got a fixed relationship.
Yeah, it might be some kind of arranged type of thing going on. Mm. Man. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello. Good evening, Tariq. And good evening to you, ladies.
Hi. Good evening.
What's your name, brother? Bree Clown in you. Hey. What's your name, brother?
Hey, it's all good. Good evening, guys. Lomo Fowler out here in Allentown, Pennsylvania, but I'm from Bronx, New York.
And what's your name, brother?
Lemuel. It's biblical, but it's French, too. It's a weird name.
What is it, nigga?
It's like, huh?
What's your name, brother? What's his name?
What is it?
Lemuel Fowler. But it's like Samuel, but Lemuel.
Lemuel. Okay, I've heard that name before. And Layla's over here eating with rappers all in the...
I'm sorry.
You dig? All right, but Lemuel. What's on your mind, Lemuel?
Hey, man. Not much. Enjoying life. Finally got it together. And I'm out here doing the trucking thing, and I've been, looking at your show and everything. I follow guys like you and Dr. Umar Johnson and so forth. I had a question for you, man.
Go ahead.
And this is mostly controversial amongst women that I find, because every time I ask the men, most of them are on the same page, and if they're not, they're probably doing the same damn thing, so I'm going to put it out there. Do you think that it's appropriate and fair to someone's partner if they continue staying connected to somebody they used to have sex with, even if there was a friend at first, even if, you know, because some people feel like it's appropriate to keep friends who they had a sexual interaction with, and I think that's unfair. That's like, what? You know?
So do you think that your significant other should stay in contact with people that they were sexually involved with?
Yes.
That's a tricky one. That is definitely a tricky one. It depends on how long y'all been together, how serious the relationship is, how serious was their relationship. You understand? How long were they together? Was it like a fling? It just really depends on the nature of the relationships that everybody's having with each other. You dig?
Because
women will lie about certain shit. You know, women will say, yo, me and him, we just messed around one time and he was fucking the nigga for like 7 years. And,
and be downplaying the shit.
Nah. It's a friend. Usually, you know, people, I understand people want to be friends with other people, and sometimes they will go there and they'll be like, oh, we're still friends. Woo-hoo! And I'm just like, nah, y'all crossed the finish line. Chill. You know what I'm saying?
So it just depends on how serious you are with the chick. If y'all are serious, you know, I would have a conversation with her and be like, hey, you know, I'm a little uncomfortable with dude. You dig? You done dick this nigga down and he's all up in my spot. You dig? So it just depends on the relationship you have with her and how serious their relationship was. You dig?
I already did that, my brother, and I appreciate you. I'm cool with my queen. And I had a request before I go.
Good Lord, hold on.
Get to the point, Lemonade.
Could you just add me on Facebook? I sent you a request.
Isn't about calling him Lemonade.
Get to the point, Lemonade.
Oh, man.
He called you Lemonade. Go ahead, what's up? What's up, brother? Your last point, go ahead.
No. I just wanted to see if you want to add me on Facebook, because I sent you a request, didn't get it back.
God damn.
You know?
I don't know, motherfucker. All right. Thank you for the call. What the fuck is this nigga asking me about?
Do you be on Facebook like that?
I don't even be on Facebook like that.
I didn't think so. Yeah, he ain't even check it. Y'all wasting your time.
I do check it, but I'm just not on Facebook because Facebook, they be censoring you. So I'm on there. I got a bunch of followers on Facebook, but I'm not on there like that where I'm chatting. You know, I'm mostly on Twitter.
You're on Twitter.
I'm mostly on Twitter.
Going
I'm
on, ham.
I go hard on Twitter. You know, I be getting in on them white supremacists. Heavy. Yeah, I put up a post the other day. That shit went so viral. That shit got like 100,000 retweets.
Nice.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah. New York Times was quoting my shit.
That's crazy.
I'm like, yeah,
that's
damn.
Be on that Twitter.
Yeah, I'll be on Twitter speaking going my in. Damn piece. I be going in on white supremacists. I'm so not afraid of them. I be like, fuck all y'all.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Anyway, let's see who else is on this telly real quick. What's up? Who's calling?
What up, Flex?
What's
this
up,
Bullock? Bullock calling out of Chicago.
All right. What's on your mind, brother?
Not much. Just wanted to give Bri a shout out. Happy to see her doing a thing. I used to work with her out here in Chicago at this little Ford plantation.
Who is this?
Oh, shit. People putting your personal business out here. You used to work at the Ford plant?
Yes.
Oh, damn, somebody.
We was getting money, though. Yeah, don't get it twisted.
I know
Who is this, though?
Hey Flex.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't overstep her. She said, who is this? She want to know who you are. You working at the plant with her.
You know what? We didn't know each other. I used to just see you around.
Stalking and
shit. This nigga, a stalker from back in the day.
This nigga how are you?
Right.
Thank you for calling.
That nigga be working on a transmission looking over. Hello.
Hey.
Is it Bree you're looking for?
Hey, Flex, I gave you that info on about YouTube. I hit you up in the email.
Y'all be talking about that. Hit me up in the email like 1,000 other motherfuckers didn't hit me up in the email. I don't know, brother. I don't know. What about YouTube?
I didn't even want to put it out on air.
Okay, okay. Email me, brother. Okay, okay. All right, brother. Shit. Now, thank you. Niggas calling up with personal information.
Thank you.
Hey, Bree, I used to work at the plant with you. We're making $8 an hour back in the day. Putting your business.
I know.
God
he
damn.
Put me on. He put me on.
Don't
blast.
Put people business out there.
It's yeah. all good.
I sold you
on.
A bag of weed back in 97. And I don't really know you. I just sold the weed to you. Shit, man. Oh, Lord. Bree, what else is happening out here in these streets besides niggas putting your business out here dry snitching?
I swear.
God damn.
So, in the latest Kardashian news.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
I'm finna hit y'all with a.
Who the daddy?
I'm finna hit y'all with a curveball.
Uh-oh.
Who the daddy?
Uh-oh.
Who the daddy?
Scott Disick and freaking Sophia Richie. Did you guys see? They had a congratulatory dinner.
Mm.
No one knows for what, though. Sophia Richie is Lionel Richie's
daughter, right.
Youngest daughter. Mm. She's 19. Scott Disick is 34.
Mm.
Oh.
What are they congratulating?
What they about to do?
Hey, chat room, what are they congratulating?
What they about to do? Are they about to have a kid? I mean, what's up?
I don't know. Kid, marriage, engaged. I don't know what the hell going on. But I think that was a good move for her.
You do?
I don't.
Really?
I mean, kind of, and then not, because Scott is like crazy and like strung out.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's crazy as cat shit.
But I'm pretty sure she's seen a whole lot being a Richie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then Kylie's pregnant.
We know that. We know Kylie's
we
pregnant.
We also know that Tyga is trying to say he the daddy, too. Y'all heard about
really?
That?
Tyga's trying to say he the daddy. They also saying she may be Kim's surrogate. And that she's
damn.
Pregnant with a girl.
Oh,
yeah, I'm like, yeah. Says, yeah. I'm like, what trimester is this motherfucker in? They know all this shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, damn.
I didn't think about that because who is Kim's? Who is carrying Kim's baby?
No one knows.
Mm. Her damn sister. And that I believe.
I wow. believe because Chloe was offering to carry the baby, but then it was like,
damn.
Can you have kids?
And Kendall's young too. She's a young body, you know, less complications.
I just really don't think, I don't know. The Kardashians seem too fucking shallow to offer her good body that she making all that money off of to have but Kim's baby.
They so out there, it'll be damn Bruce Jenner as the surgeon. I mean, you don't know what the fuck is going on with them.
I swear.
Shit.
I swear, he'd be like the first dude.
The first transsexual surrogate.
They can make it happen. If anybody can make it happen, they can make it happen.
Shit, you never know with them, man.
That can make it happen for sure.
My God. Mm-mm. Let me see who else is on this phone in these streets. What's up? Who's calling, everybody?
Oh, my God, I got on. Hey, how you doing, Tariq?
Hey, sweetie, how
hey,
are you?
Hey, Layla. Hey, Bree.
Hey, Scott. Hey, girl. Hi.
And what's your name, dear?
My name is Whitney.
You sound hella young, Whitney. How do you, dear?
I'm actually 26.
Okay. You got one of them young gal voices. Are you a little tiny thing?
No.
Okay, you're a big old husky motherfucker with a little voice. Okay.
She do sound real tiny.
Oh, my God.
God.
I should know you.
Oh,
my goodness.
This motherfucker look like Loretta Devine with a damn little bit-ass Michelle A. voice. How are you? What city you in, dear? Goodness. What city you in?
I'm calling from Slidell.
Where? Is that Palmdale? Hello?
No, Slidell.
Where's that, sweetie?
Slidell.
Yeah.
In Louisiana.
Okay, like, we know where the fuck that is. I mean, just say, you got to give us a major city.
New Orleans.
Yeah, I'm like New Orleans. Yeah, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, you know. All right, what's on your mind,
dude? Close to Baton. Well, I actually have two things. First is the 1884, the movie that you're doing, is it coming out there to Louisiana?
Yes, it's going to be in New Orleans. It's going to be at a theater in New Orleans. You can go to 1804. She got the year all fucked up.
1888.
I'm going to go see it. I want to go get 1999. What theater is that playing? No, the Prince album.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm nervous. I'm
No, it's 1804.
I promise you, I support you. I know.
I'm just
all hidden colors.
Thank
I'm
you.
I'm just really nervous.
No, don't be nervous. You know we're gonna have to mess with you a little bit, but yeah, it's gonna be in New Orleans on I think the 19th of October. But you can go to 1804movie.com. What's your Instagram? Because the people in the chat room want to know. What's your Instagram?
My Instagram is witwit1201.
Hold on, we're gonna look that
up.
Are
you a Sagittarius, Whitney?
No, I'm a Taurus.
Oh man,
an Aquarius.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Taurus.
Oh, a Taurus. We're trying to find her Instagram. Yeah, so it's
April 25th.
We're gonna look it up right now. Witwit. Let's W-I-T-W-H-I-T.
W-H-I-T. And then again, W-H-I-T. And then 1201.
We're gonna
look it up. And I'm married, so you're gonna see a picture of me and my husband.
Okay, okay. Is this you? Born and raised in Houston? Is that you? Is that you born in
Houston? Yes.
Okay.
I feel like I saw her wedding picture on like a wedding page somewhere.
Okay, I'm trying to see which one of you.
Is that yeah, it was covered on Black Bride.
Yeah, I saw it somewhere. Okay, I thought it was really pretty.
You and your husband, man, that's y'all a beautiful couple, man. Yes. I love that.
Thank you.
I love that.
So you see what I mean by I'm not tiny?
You what?
About not
being
tiny.
Yeah.
You called her Loretta Devine.
Yeah, no. You're a nice size girl. You're not big at all. And you and your husband, y'all look like a good young couple. How long y'all been married?
1 year. And that's what I was going to also ask you about. Like, how do you keep things, like, just going and spice it up, I guess? Do you have any recommendations, anybody up there, just to, like, keep it going? Well, we're only 1 year.
Yeah, you keep it going. You mean, like, sexually or just in general?
In general, like, keep them on his toes, I guess.
Yeah, what y'all need to do is just do stuff together. Y'all travel more. Like, I see y'all went to Hawaii, which is good.
And yeah.
That's one thing, man.
We y'all also just got back from Jamaica.
Oh, yeah. Shit like that is perfect, man. And y'all don't have no kids yet. So y'all need to get all that shit in before the kids. Because then you'll really be begging for some time off when y'all get them kids. But, yeah. You guys going to be good. Just do
so
a lot of traveling.
You're on the right track.
You guys are definitely on the right track. You guys only been married for a year. Y'all both young. How old is your husband, by the way?
The same age, 26.
Okay, cool. Yeah, y'all get y'all travel on before them kids pop through, and you're going to be good to go. You feel me?
Okay, I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Get a blonde wig, too, girl. Switch it up. Get that blonde wig, throw on them heels. I'm just sorry. I was thinking out loud. I'm just saying, though.
Lord.
Thank you for looking out.
Thank you, dude. So how do you spice it up, Layla?
Blonde wig.
The blonde wig, that's all it needs?
No, I mean, you got to switch it up because you can't be like, so I think when guys cheat, they get bored.
Mm-hmm.
So if you pretend to be somebody else, then, you know, they won't get bored. You'd be like, I could be whoever you want to be. I can be Amy. Oh, my God. I could be Shaniqua. What up, boo? With the, like the red braids, though. You know, you could be whatever. Role play. I don't know. That'd be my guess. I've never been married. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But
you've been in a long relationship.
I've been in a long relationship. So just got to, you got to switch it up, dog.
Bree, how do you spice it up when you're in a long relationship, Bree? What do you do?
I like to
the blonde wig girl. You know you do.
I switch my hair like people switch panties. That's nothing new. But I like to dress like I'm one of those women that like I like to look nice before I go to bed. Like I walk around naked a lot, but I still like nice lingerie and some cold ass stilettos or some heels.
Mm.
Do a little dance sometimes, you know.
So you don't be going turn to bed with the dingy pajamas.
Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. I don't. Either it's lingerie
and the stretched
or it's
out
naked.
Wife beater.
No. If I wear anything, it'll be like a t-shirt of his, but it's either naked or lingerie.
Mm.
And the lingerie never lasts really long.
Mm. And rip it off.
Fishnet stockings.
Or just leave it on.
Or just leave it on,
Now, how long do you do that, though? Don't, you know, because that's...
It ain't all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
On a regular basis, you're talking about special shit. I'm talking about, you know, to kind of spice it up on a regular.
Who said it wasn't on regular, though?
Right.
I'm feeling about you, girl.
I don't have those type of issues. Sex was never an issue, or like keeping the situation spicy was never an issue in my relationship.
There
so
you go. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? Tariq, this is the man from out of Jersey.
How you doing, brother?
Hey, what's going on? I was going to call with a question politically, but this is about dating.
Go ahead. Let's get it.
Okay. I want the lady's opinion on this. So a couple of weeks ago, me and a female friend, I asked to take her out. So we was going to a town in New York City. So I said, listen, you know, let's get dressed up, let's go. That week, my mother's birthday came up. So I had to attend to my mother first. So I called her and I said, listen, let's still go to the city, but only thing I need you to do is pay for parking. I got everything else. Now, mind you, Tariq, this could be an easy $200, $300 night. Only thing I'm asking her to pay $40. She got offended over that. So was there something wrong with asking for that request?
Well, you asked her to pay for what?
Ask her to just pay for parking.
For parking, okay. How much, and then this is New York City. So parking is like, what, $40? How much was parking?
$40.
Yeah. So she got offended by that.
Yeah, she got offended. Oh, you don't ask somebody to go out and then ask them to come out of pocket. I said, listen, for one, me and her have been kicking it for months. I knew her for like over a year. I didn't have sex with her yet. We went out on a few dates. I just wanted to go to the city, and she wanted to go to Tao. So I'm like, listen, let's roll.
And Tao,
did you see anything wrong with
and
that?
Tao, that's the Asian spot, right?
Yeah.
I'm kind of rolling with her. What is Isambard?
You should have taken her ass to Sylvia's Soul Food in Harlem. You should have taken her ass to Sylvia's Soul Food in Harlem.
He said you should have taken her ass to Sylvia's Soul Food in Harlem. But I kind of agree with her. When you ask somebody on a date, when you ask somebody out, you shouldn't expect them to pay for anything. I always say whoever asks for the date is going to pay for everything. Whoever requests the date, they should be willing to pay for stuff. If you made the effort to say, hey, let's go out, everything should be on you. You shouldn't ask nobody to come out of pocket. So I feel that. I feel her on that. You don't want to. When women go out, you don't want to be with no nickel and diamond nigga. You don't want to be that. You dig? You didn't want to go somewhere. Hold on. Now, you ordered the scrimp and I ordered the grits. And
that is the easiest way to get your ass.
No. Yeah. Hey, but Tariq, it's never. Listen, when I roll, it's never that kind of situation. And the fact that me and this woman is not intimate after a few months, and I just now it's to the point where, and every time I link up with her, it's around, okay, what are we doing? It's never a situation where it's like, listen, I just want to see you. You know what I'm saying? It's always where we're going. What are we doing? So in a sense, I'm like, damn, am I the entertainment? I mean, shit, if you want me to get some balls and start juggling for you, I'll do that.
Well,
you know?
Now, how long y'all been kicking it like that, though?
I mean, we've been kicking it way over a year because we was kicking it. And we kind of fell off. Then she reached back out to me, and I was like, you know what? I'll give it another try.
And y'all have never been intimate. And y'all never been intimate.
Never. I spent a night over her house. And she claims that I'm not affectionate. But then when I try to reach out and be affectionate, she like, oh, you know, you're just doing it because I told you to do it. So I'm like, what do you want me to do? Affectionate or not?
Have y'all ever kissed or anything like that?
Nothing passionate, no.
Okay, just like a little smack on the cheek or some bullshit like that?
Yeah, it's some real juvenile high school shit. And I'm 38 years old.
Oh, yeah, you way too old for that. Yeah, how old is she?
Yeah, she's 35.
Okay. This woman has some nigga in jail somewhere. Yeah, well, she has a nigga in jail. I'm telling you, because she's 35. This is not... If she was younger, I would understand, but you're spending the night at her house, so there's no nigga living there. So it sounds like there's some nigga in jail somewhere that she's being loyal to, and you just the dude to kind of keep her company until the nigga gets parole or some shit like that, dude.
Right. So that's why I had to give you more content. I don't care about breaking bread and going out on a fly date, but I'm just like, all right, listen, if you're going to treat me like the homie, you homie, pay for parking.
Okay,
I'm the homie, let's do that.
Okay, now that makes more sense, but that should be established early on. Y'all should be on some homie shit from early on. See, she knows that you want to smash. She already knows that you're thirsting, so she's going to try to milk that shit for what it's worth. So,
right, yeah, so I charge it to the game. And to give y'all, not to take up too much time, I'm kicking it with another sister, and we went out this weekend, and I damn near had to fight her to stay out her pocket. I'm like, listen, it's the first date. I got it. She's like, no, I got the drink. And she's cooking for me tonight. So I'm going to spend the night over there, leave from work to my house.
You are spending the night, motherfucker, boy. God damn.
I was thinking the same thing.
You a roving player.
Nah, so, no,
this nigga running the streets
is,
with a damn backpack of.
No, I was thinking the same thing.
So I know what real cooperation looks like. You know what I mean? But I gave it a shot. Oh, Tariq, why hang up another thing?
Go ahead.
Why do you always let the sisters give out their Instagram information and you don't let the single brothers do that so we can get shows up on?
I'm not gonna ask no grown fucking man, what's your gram? I ain't about to ask no grown ass nigga what his fucking Instagram
that's
is.
Well, let the ladies.
Okay, what's your gram, babe? What's your gram, boo? What is it? I wanna know what you look like.
Okay, listen. I'm following both of y'all. My Instagram is Shamir.
Spell it.
_
Shamir. Wait, S-A, okay.
M-I-R _ 07106. And it's not private.
You got it. I want to show me. Like, I ain't about to type it in my shit. But show me. I'm going to let them show me.
I'm already following
the lady.
Wait,
I don't see you. Because, wait, it's Shamir _106, right?
Yeah, 07106.
Is it Shamir or Samir?
07106.
Okay. S-A. Do it again. S-A.
S-A-M-I-R_
07106.
Because Layla spelling is a little off.
Shut up. Shut the hell up.
Hey, what's up, ladies? What y'all think?
I got something for both of y'all.
Come on, shit. Layla still ain't found you.
I just because y'all niggas talking.
07.
07.
106.
Let's just take time. We're going to take time with Layla.
07106.
We got to take time with Layla.
06. There you go. This one? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, let me see.
Yeah, I follow y'all.
Oh, okay. You got a little hat on your first picture with a leather jacket
on. Yeah, it's a Gucci belt.
Right.
Wade in the summertime.
Hey, listen, look.
Even though I'm spending the night over
the sister house, I'm still
single. You're cute, though. Even though you're wearing leather
jacket. There you go. My nigga like a cross between Life Jennings and Jason Derulo.
That's
my nigga right there.
Hey, listen, man, y'all enjoy y'all night. I ain't gonna hold it.
He dressed for every season. He is motherfucker. That nigga got a t-shirt, windbreaker, and a skull cap. He's
and
like,
I'm
gonna be, if it rains, snow, or sleet, I'm gonna be safe in this motherfucker with what I got on. Shout out to Samir. You're going to be all right, my nigga.
I'm gonna follow you.
He has to wear all those clothes because he's spending the night. He don't know what the weather's gonna be like.
Yo, all right,
y'all, man. All right, Samir.
He's funny.
Shout out to Samir, that brother.
He's nice. He's cute.
Shout out to Samir.
I spent the night
at a gang of women's houses.
Hey, y'all, watch out.
Samir's in the gym. Samir's in the gym. I see you, player.
Oh, man.
Shout out to my brother, Samir. Samir is all right, man. Now, Bree, what else is happening out here in the news, young lady?
Well, some news just broke.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Young Dolph just got shot on Hollywood and Highland.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, damn.
Literally, probably like
20 minutes.
Yeah, a few minutes ago.
Oh, Lord. Look,
and this is not the first time he's been shot.
He's been shot before.
Yeah. But who the hell is in Hollywood?
In the middle of the day.
They do that out here. They shot somebody at the Beverly Center in the middle of the damn day.
Oh,
they, remember that?
Young Dolph from Atlanta. Dollar.
Yeah. And they robbed Jazzy Faye out here in broad daylight. Yeah.
That's so random.
He must have some kind of beef with somebody.
Yeah. He must.
He must be fucking with somebody's dope money for him to get shot up like this over and over again. Is he all right?
Well, he texts somebody and said, "Yo, I just got shot in Hollywood."
Oh, damn! So he fine.
He headed to ER.
When niggas are texting them getting shot, okay.
Have you seen the videos of like this dude got stabbed in his neck and he was on Instagram?
The word?
Recording the whole situation. Like, what is wrong? Why is y'all entire life got
to
go online?
Be on the gram.
Everything.
Man.
There has to be an end.
I know this. Let's see who's on the phone.
Prayers for young dog.
Hopefully he'll be all right. What's up? Who's calling?
Hello? Who's this? Ism?
Oh, Lord. This country Lord. Motherfucker right here. Okay. Now, this nigga got a
bump. It's your boy.
Hey, who is this?
Hey, this P from Nashville.
I knew you were from somewhere where there's some grits.
Some cream of wheat.
What's up? I love Nashville, though. What's up, brother? How are you?
And I'm mad you ain't bringing that movie out here, man. I know it's too many white folks out here.
No, there's a lot of black folks in Nashville want to see it, man. Nashville is a good city. I'm still trying to work on it. Somebody else called and asked about a Nashville showing, man. We're working on it, man. What's on your mind, brother?
Man, I got a dilemma, man. My girl mad at me right now.
What you do?
I quit my job. I quit, you know what I'm saying?
You quit your job?
Man, I just quit my job, man.
Nigga, why did you leave Burger King in the middle of holiday season, nigga?
Now, I work at the airport, man. Oh, you really want to post that stuff, man. Me and my girl work there together. You know what I'm saying? We just got a little apartment around the area. I only had it for like 3 months. I done already quit, man. My girl mad at me.
Now, why'd you quit?
Man, basically, man, there's just a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, disrespect going on. I know the young people, you know what I'm saying, we got a little problem with disrespect. But, man, this one white lady came up to me, grabbed me by the arm.
A lady? Like, regular white girl, like.
Who is that talking? Is that your lady?
Yeah, it's basically one of the bartenders. One of the bartenders, you know what I'm saying? I work for a warehouse, you know what I'm saying, where I just got to deliver a little stuff to certain stores or whatever. And one of the ladies and grabbed me up by the arm. For some reason, asking me for my information, asking me for my name, you know what I'm saying, harassing me, you know what I'm saying, blowing her breath in my face. Yeah, blowing the breath in my face. So I said, man, I'm tired of this, man. It's just every day getting into it with the people, our people, you know what I'm saying, the white people harassing us. So I couldn't do it no more. I had to quit, man.
Now, you did the wrong thing. You should not have quit. If they're grabbing up on you, man, you should have recorded that shit and came up off that, dude. That's the wrong thing.
Yeah, man, I tried to, man. But I be coming to work not with everything. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to come to work just to work. You know what I'm saying? I don't like talking to people. You know what I'm saying? I try to come in or come out. But you know what I'm saying? I tried to report it to certain people. But you know how it is when people trying to suck up to the white folks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
right, none of our work, none of our numbers work for, you know what I'm saying? The, you know what I'm saying? What's it called?
HR.
Not HR, man. What's it called? The 1-800 numbers. What they called?
Yeah, the 1-800.
Yeah, the 1-800 numbers don't work. The company just janked, basically.
What's your lady, man? Now, you said your lady was upset with you. Now, why is she mad at you?
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because I ain't really been working there that long. You know what I'm saying? We got the bills to pay. We got the bills.
Is that her co-signer?
That's her.
The white lady snatched me up in front of my lady, though.
Oh, damn.
White lady seen the whole thing. Yeah, we was on that little lunch break. She came storming from her job, out her job, walked all the way up on me, grabbed me up from my arm in the middle of our lunch break, demanding me, like, my name and my information while, like, covering her information up. Because, you know, when you're in the airport, you got to have, like, little badges on you.
Lord, you know what I'm saying?
So she snatched me up. She was bold, man. She was bold. My lady was like, dang, is this girl got a thing for you? She grabbing me, blowing her little cat breath in my face. I'm like, man, I'm tired of this, man.
Like,
I got to go.
Still, stuff like that. When people do shit like that, man, you set that up for, like, lawsuits and civil suits. When they're doing that on the workplace, y'all got to know how to take the emotion out of it and be victims. See, black folks got this thing. No, fuck that. I ain't going to take this, nigga. I'll be like, ah, scream. Nigga, you gotta play the victim.
Close to putting my hands on somebody.
Yeah, I mean, Lord. Look, any job you go to where there's people in the dominant society, they're gonna play the little office politics. They're gonna do little fuck shit at the job. That's everywhere you go. And Layla, what you dropping over here, sweetie?
Oh, man.
They're gonna do that everywhere you go.
Hey, Layla, quit dropping stuff, Layla. Man, you supposed to know.
I need an iPhone 8 now. I'm dropping this one, man.
But yeah, you gotta get used to that and learn how to work that to your advantage. How long your lady been working there at the airport?
She's probably been working there a year now, but it's about time we leave anyway, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got a degree or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, the job don't pay enough for, you know what I'm saying? She's been working there probably like a year. And I've been, you know what I'm saying, I've been going down, you know what I'm saying, trying to document little situations, you know? I got the black folks yelling at me on a daily basis, getting all emotional. So I try to, you know what I'm saying, use the little rules, you know what I'm saying? Try to play victim mode, bro. It just don't be working, man. It don't be working. I just got tired of it,
Do something where your passion lies. If you don't like the shit, mm-hmm. you got to start doing. What are you passionate about? What do you want to do? What are you passionate about?
Well, I manage artists right now. You know what I'm saying? I manage models. I manage recording artists right now. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing big stuff. You know what I'm saying? I be stacking that up. You know what I'm saying? Investing it in other things on the side or whatever. So, you know what I'm saying? It just was, you know, just for living, you know what I'm saying? I was just stacking up for living and investing the stuff that I really want to do. You know what I'm saying? I'm interested in the music business or whatever.
And how old are you and your lady? How old are you and your lady?
I'm 23 and she's 24. So she has a degree in a recording artist, music business. She got a degree in music business, and I got a couple of experience in certain things, you know what I'm saying? So, we got a little stuff we working on.
Well, yeah, next time let them fire you. Don't quit so you can at least get some unemployment checks going on and shit. You dig? And then you can start focusing on modeling and or managing the models and all that stuff. And what you need to do is go to Atlanta, places like that, and start.
Yeah,
possibly.
I manage artists in Atlanta. I got artists in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? I manage them, like, right now.
Yeah, but
because
you ain't making no money with the shit now. You're working at the fucking airport. I'm talking about you need to get to the point where you can manage people and also get some game by interning at maybe a label or La Face or some shit down there.
I was interning.
You interning where?
My bad. I was interning for some black folks, you know what I'm saying, for a radio station out here. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We both was interning, but they was real janky and shit, you know what I'm saying? I hear people mentality different. They kiss up to the white folks or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Thinking that's the way to get the buck and stuff. So, I be trying to, put my hands in a lot of stuff.
I feel you, brother. All right, but thank you for the call, brother. Thank you for the call. That brother's going to go on and on and on.
Yeah, these dudes.
A lot of long-winded motherfuckers today. Shout out to that brother. Shout out to him. Now, what you over here giggling about, Layla? I hear you laughing. What you looking at online? What's happening?
Somebody was listening, and they're like, that nigga lied. He just wanted to quit anyway. Like, people saying dumb shit. He got fired. He lied. He didn't want to work. Sorry. No, it wasn't. I didn't say that. Somebody else did.
Man. Now, Bree, what else is happening out here?
I'm on my Layla shit right now. Hold
on.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Oh.
That means you on your fine and sexy day.
Cardi made it to the top, y'all.
Shout out to Cardi B.
Shout out to Cardi B for making it to number one.
Number one record in the country.
And the label did it big for her. They flew her whole family out, all her friends from the BX or wherever she's from, Harlem, Bronx.
I think she's from the Bronx.
Yeah, they flew everybody out, had her a little party or whatever, and it's like, it's so good to see her celebrated, for being herself, for sticking to her shit, and really pushing it and getting up there. And like, when you hear her interviews now, because you really hear nothing about Cardi B. For all you saw was the ratchet shit, like the ratchet videos and her personal stuff. But now you starting to hear more interviews and her saying that, like, this is what I really want. I'm working hard for it. Like, I'm watching all these people. She was like, I never really hung with celebrities.
Yeah.
But now, I'm seeing the way they move and what type of bag they carry, and I want that bag.
And no matter how people feel, some people are like, she's ratchet as fuck, but you got to respect her hustle. You got to respect her hustle. She got the internet. She got on the net and learned how to parlay that shit.
Yep.
She parlayed it. She monetized herself, monetized her image, branded herself. She was doing personal appearances and then shit at the strip club and doing funny videos. And she just kept parlaying it, then got on the reality show. She kept building her brand.
Yep.
And then
I'm on the same shit.
Worked that shit to a number one record. Number one record in the country right now. Straight up and down. And that's like one of the few female solo artists. She's like the second. The other one was Lauryn Hill. Yep. You gotta respect the grind.
Shouts to Cardi B, everybody. I know every black person proud of you, no matter how much they say how ratchet you
are. Exactly.
Every Dominican,
I don't think she's ratchet though. I think she's
a little ratchet.
Being her. What I like, I don't like fake ass people. I like real people because that's my personality. Just be yourself. I don't care what people think. I don't give a damn about what nobody think, and that's why people connect to her, because they want to be like her. Because a lot of people want to be themselves, but they're too scared to do that. So they're like living through her, and that's why people are connected to her. Because deep down, everybody want to be themselves, but they ain't got
Can
the
you imagine
to
walking
do
around,
it.
Walking around like,
yeah. I would love that.
Man, speaking of number one, the 1804 DVD is almost number one right now through pre-sales.
That is dope as hell.
On Amazon. On Amazon right now, it's number two right now. It ain't even out yet. It's going to be out in November. But the pre-sales, and everybody, you can go to 1804movie.com. There's a link to Amazon where you can pre-order the DVD. Right now, the 1804 DVD, number two.
Shouts to Tariq Nasheed.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Yes, the mainstream media, they leave that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Because they do stories on me all the time, but leave this shit out.
Right.
You dig?
Major details.
So there's a major fucking detail, because they don't want to encourage other black people and filmmakers to get down on that independent game and outshine them. You dig? But 1804movie.com. Y'all need to go there now. Pre-order your DVD. get the tickets for the showings. The New York showing is sold out already.
What about LA? Are the tickets out for LA?
Yeah, you can still get tickets in LA. We're good. Yeah, we're good. I got.
I ain't talking about for me. Yeah, I better be. I'm
like,
yeah.
I'm walking to the door. Like, what's good? Because I wanted my mom to come.
We ain't got enough tickets for mom. That's the motherfuckers I got to turn down.
Okay, I'm walking to the door like, what's good?
Yeah, I got y'all two black asses. Be grateful. You always motherfucker want to take it a mile.
Well,
my aunt is here from Maryland.
Hey, you know black people got to try. Yeah. Try, done.
Oh, because I got people hitting me up. Heavy.
Oh, yeah, they hitting me up. You got tickets to that?
Yeah, I got 10 tickets set aside, and that's for all of us. Yeah. Dang.
So scrimping.
Yes.
We're going to look cute, though.
Yes, indeed. Somebody's going to style them. I want to see.
I've seen some of her stuff. We actually have a meeting on Thursday, right?
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We're going to have seen her work, though.
So. Uh-oh. But I have, though, because I had a photo shoot this weekend.
Oh,
and
shit.
And I told her, and she was like, I'll come to your photo shoot. And she did, and she came through.
Nice.
Oh, so I seen her stuff. She's dope. Yep.
Well, I want to see. I want to see what's popping with it. I want to see what's popping with it. Now, Layla, what's happening out here in the streets? Let me put you on the spot real fast. What's happening?
I don't know. I'm doing a car whip. No, Tupac Alive. Not here. No, I'm serious. I'm fucking serious.
Hey, my eyes was like, for real?
What the hell?
No, I'm serious.
I'm waiting for the right person to say Tupac is alive.
I'm Dottie, bro. Y'all think I'm fucking around. Suge Knight just did an interview.
Okay. I'm incredible
like,
source.
I'm like, sure. Right.
Okay. I'm going to tell you what he said while you're out here laughing and shit. He did an interview with Fox News.
I want to see it.
Did you hear about it?
I heard about it. Sugar's just saying whatever.
Yeah, he just wanted some love. Yeah.
No, he basically said these are his two hints. He said, when Tupac died, you know, if he really did. Then he said, basically when he went to see Pac at the hospital, he was perfectly fine. Like, no signs of dying. And then all of a sudden he dies. So that was a little strange. And I do know people that have escaped from a hospital.
We've seen autopsy photos of Tupac. I mean, damn. He's pretty much, he's dead, all right?
Damn.
And what's funny, if
people be like, I'm trying to hit that.
I really don't think he's dead, though. I'm not a conspiracy theorist about the situation, and I don't have a whole lot of proof, but that's just in my heart of hearts. I don't feel like Tupac is dead.
Why would he fake his death?
Because of Machiavelli.
Machiavelli, like, a new Illuminati. He kept talking about it. Maybe he was going to get killed anyway, so he was like, I'll just go into disguise.
But if after 7 years, it's not against the law or something, like you can come back, or it was like 7 to 10 years.
Okay.
So I think if he was still alive, he would have popped back out.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. They would have found him by now. And where the fuck is he gonna go? The most famous dude in the world, where is he gonna go? Like, he in Cuba. I heard people say shit like that. He's in Italy. I'm like, what? Okay.
Yeah, somebody would have told him.
Somebody gonna
ass,
say,
though.
Hey, a Tupac. I see a Machiavelli and a Tupac. Everybody knows who you are. They're gonna find out.
That's true.
I go places, motherfuckers know who I am.
I know. Me too. Yeah.
I'll be in Thailand. The Rick and the Sheik. I'm
that's
like,
so crazy.
Oh, they think I'm somebody here. Tyler Perry. I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't no Tyler Perry now.
Hey, you can pass for Tyler Perry.
You do.
You can pass for Tyler.
Yo, you do look like Tyler Perry.
Oh, I look like a whole bunch of people. When I was in Asia.
Lee Daniels?
Oh,
don't get mistaken for Lee Daniels, though. You might end up with a dick near your ass.
Not fucking Lee
Daniels. Lee Daniels cute, though.
I don't look like no fucking Lee Daniels.
He's cute. Lee Daniels cute. Oh, fuck y'all.
People like, I'm Rampage Jackson or some shit like that. The dude from the UFC. Shit
Rampage
like that.
Rampage Jackson.
Yeah,
I don't know
yeah.
who that is.
Who do people say you look like, Layla?
Well, in high school, and in a little bit now, I used to get chili from TLC because I'm little.
Yep.
With little. I used to get brandy in high school because of the little apple head I got. And then I got chili a lot. Some people, like now, I don't think I look like her. She's really dope, though. I think because I'm little, but Karrueche, but I don't see Karrueche either. But really, yeah. I used to get chili a lot.
You wear curly weave back then?
Sometimes.
I could really see chili, though.
Yeah, because I was like a little buff, short. same little color. Like, I got that so much in high school.
Did you used to wear your baby hairs?
I used my baby hairs, of course.
Baby hairs down high.
Exactly. They ain't popping as they like they used to, but it used to be all thick. I had thick baby hairs back then.
Who did people say you look like, Bree?
Oh, shit.
Hey, y'all, Asian people be chasing me down, calling me Jennifer Hudson.
Oh, damn. Oh, okay, yo. I see that.
Oh,
I see that.
Oh, my God, you do?
No. I see that. Pause. No. I see that. And it was like right when she lost weight. Yeah. This lady, I was going into Nordstrom. She chased me out the parking lot. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was like grabbing on my arm. I am like, I am not her lady.
I can so see you got that swag. Y'all from the same city, too?
Girl, I don't look like that girl.
No, Jennifer Hudson is beautiful.
She is. She is. She but, is like, beautiful. I think it's our skin complexion.
You do remind me of some damn Jennifer Hudson. I never thought about that.
And then for a while, like when I was really, really tiny and like in the wintertime, I get really light. A lot of people would say Christina Milian, right? Okay. And I was like, I ran into Christina Milian. She looked like a hobo. I was like,
no. How you know?
Man.
What is
people
about
mistake
to say?
Brie and Layla for Diamond and Silk.
You mad because we call you Tyler Perry.
Okay. That was his inbox. No, that bullshit. Yeah,
Madea this bitch.
Right.
No, they don't look like no goddamn Diamond and Silk. It's about how dare you, you son of a bitch. Let's see who's on the phone.
I can't.
What's up? Who's calling?
This is Nicole from Dallas.
Hey, Nicole. How are you, dear?
I'm good.
Okay. Did your phone, okay. your minutes draw up?
After nine.
And me, that family plan just kind of stopped working right in mid-sentence. Nicole, you there, sweetie? Hello? Okay, her phone just cut right on off.
Hello?
Oh, there we go.
Sure
there
she is. I'm back.
Okay, there you go. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you driving under a tunnel? What are you driving? What, you all right?
In traffic, I was driving.
There you go. What's on your mind?
Okay, I'm a single parent and a volunteer soccer coach for 7-year-old girls, and I feed the homeless, and I'm a community outreach coordinator.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know, could I get 2 tickets to 1804, please, in Dallas?
Look, are you campaigning? Did you try to throw the sympathy card on me to get some?
Yes,
I did.
Lord,
ma'am.
I like her style.
I'm trying to help everybody in Dallas. Can I get 2 tickets, please?
Lord, please. And she's probably coming from the Korean weave shop right now with 2 bags of bundles.
No. If I do, it's for my soccer team.
Well, I don't control the ticket sales at the theater down there. I don't control the tickets there, so. You got to buy the tickets down there to see the movie. And it's almost sold out in Dallas, by the way. So it's
I know it is.
There's only like 10 tickets left, I think. So, you know, you could try. Just go to the website and try to get it. Just you can't smoke nothing this week. Just get the tickets.
Lord.
Thank you, Nicole, with your little campaigning ass.
Lord, with a W and a D.
Lord. I coach 7-year-old soccer babies.
What's
she talking about?
Yes.
I know. Campaigning, boy. Campaigning.
She laid it on thick.
Man, I'm thinking she's about to tell us what's going on, what she got popping. And she's like, this woman campaigning for some movie tickets. Lord. See, this is what I get all the time.
Right. Layla just tried it.
Yeah, I know.
I tried it too. My mama go.
Yeah. Man, Layla, what else is happening out here? Miss Layla.
Let's talk about, who should we talk about? There's a lot to talk about. Y'all hear about Von Miller?
Who the hell is Von Miller?
He plays with Denver Broncos. Oh, Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos?
Bronco.
I've never heard of the Broncos. What's their team colors?
You have to love her.
Actually, I don't want to. Honestly,
not,
you know, seriously.
Not love
no,
damn Broncos.
No, seriously, I don't even want to talk about him. You know
who
I really want to talk about? Since we were talking about TLC. Let's talk about that story. Because they didn't put it out there on the media.
They didn't, and it was horrible.
T-Boz, a cousin, got shot by the police.
Yeah, 17 times.
17
yeah.
times.
Yeah, they said 18. Y'all wrong.
18, yeah. 18, yeah. 18, I heard 17,
18.
One more shot. Man, but he was mentally ill, right?
Yes, yeah. That's sad.
That's horrible.
And
that's horrible.
Yeah, that's just really sad. But I heard they haven't really talked about it much on the news. She put it out there on social media.
Yeah.
And they're, I guess, doing some little fake investigation and... you know.
Yeah, so, you know, shout out to T-Boz and her family.
Prayers for her family. That's sad. Yes. I didn't want to talk about that, but I still wanted to put it out there because nobody is putting it out there on the news or anything. Man. I haven't heard anything on the news.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Sad.
Man, let's see who's on the phone.
What happened to disarming?
I know. They don't do that. It's they don't do that shit. With us, they don't do that. What's up? Who's calling? Yo.
No one's there.
Oh, let's try somebody else, goddammit. What's up? Who's calling? Hello.
How you doing, Tariq? This is Paris from Baltimore.
Paris from Baltimore. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. What's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey, Paris.
I seen something on social media. It was about, I'm going to keep it quick. It was about, it was some dude that he was molesting some daughter. And the boy had came in to protect him, and he killed him. I don't know if y'all heard about that.
I heard about that. Yeah. I heard about that. Yeah.
I just wanted you to speak on, like, you know, how, you know, I'm not shitting on women, but like, I like how women are with bringing in, you know, men to their family and stuff like that. Because that's like a serious situation. Because like, I'm in Baltimore, and I hear about it a lot in my city. So I just wanted to, like, hear y'all elaborate on that.
Thanks for the call, brother. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, from what I understand, this woman's boyfriend, her dude, she brought her dude around, and the dude was messing with the kid and
molesting a little girl.
I heard a lot about that. I don't like that.
Yeah, that's some real foul shit. Yeah, some real foul shit.
Stay together.
Yeah. Some dusty, dirty little niggas out here who do shit like that.
They not their kids. They don't give.
They don't give a shit.
That's not.
But
even
if it's not your kid, you're sick any fucking way. Yeah, that's with a kid. Your kid or not your kid, you're sick.
Yeah, that's why it's important for people to choose correctly who they're going to be with, so they can protect their families, so they can protect their children at least.
Even when you choose, people can turn out being like a crazy ass.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you just really never know. It really is like better to stay with the parents, stay together for the sake. Sometimes,
but, you know, and this is why in our community they promote single motherhood like it's cool. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Because I'm independent.
And that they make that a goal almost, and that's it shouldn't be a goal. Mm-hmm. You dig? You should plan on. It should be some planned shit so that you can protect your family.
My son and father said that all the time. I don't know if he's trying to scare me because he think we should be together, but he says, you know, I know this girl, same situation. Yeah. And she was with a dude, and the dude molested her daughter. So he was like, I'm just saying, whoever you pick, you better know who you're dealing with, which is true.
You're right.
Which is absolutely true. So absolutely. I get it.
Man, let me see who else is on this phone. What's up? Who's calling? Yellow.
Hello?
God damn, that was a big delay, brother. How are you?
Oh, shit. Oh, what's going on, bro? Because I'm watching online. I didn't even know I was on. I'm just watching. Yeah. What's going on with you, G?
I'm good, man. What's your name, brother?
My name is T'Andre.
T'Andre, where are you calling from?
Man, Southern California. I'm out here in the IE area.
Okay, out there in Inland Empire. What's on your mind?
Yeah, man. I was trying to bring a little bit of ism to the radio station. You know what I'm saying? I was wondering, like, you know what I mean? Like, with a polygamous relationship, like, would it be better for the women to like women better? Or would it, you know, like, is it just whatever? Like, would it be better for them to like women? That's more like my question.
Okay, so the polygamous relationship, that's more or less, it should be more of a financial situation. Because that's what it's about.
That's what it's about. But I want it to last, you know what I'm saying? Like, Like, if I do it, I want it to be lasting.
But they don't cross lines, right?
Yeah, I mean, they can. I mean, you know.
What's that?
I thought polygamy was...
Yeah, it's different. No. It just depends on the people. And sometimes that does work. Sometimes people are separate. It just really depends on what you're trying to get going on. And that's why I go back to the finances, because it can be a polygamous relationship, whereas you have a number of different households where, you know, you got different families, you know, different families here, that you spend time with on a different basis, or it can be all in some in-house shit like Mormons, you dig? So I don't know the situation you're trying to get into.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to build something, you know, financially, you know, we can all put six hands, bring something back to the house.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like that's something they can handle. But I was just asking, you think it'd be a good idea for the woman to like women already, or... That don't even matter.
It just depends, because again, it sounds like you're just trying to get a house stable, So, you know, I'm trying to.
It ain't about a nut, man. It ain't about a nut, even though that'd be part of it. Yeah, but, you know, it's more like.
It is, because
like
that's what you're asking. You're asking about is the woman like another woman. So it is some sexual shit that you. That's the focus that you're putting on everything.
Nah, I was saying. I was asking more like, do you think if a woman likes another woman, she'll be wanting to be more around her? You know what I mean? Like, as far as just her just liking me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the thing is, I'm telling you, you're putting a lot of emphasis on the sexual aspect of it. You dig? And that's a very minute part of a so-called polygamous relationship. That's a very minute part. Everything else, that's like 5%. Everything else is all about how people are living outside of just the sexual aspect. That's going to be the main focus. That's what you're going to have to focus on. You dig? And you have to...
We are going to be bringing some money back to it. But I'm just saying, just as far as like, do you think if a woman likes another woman, she will be willing to stay in a situation like that way longer? Because don't nothing last forever, how I feel about it. But,
yeah,
you
but
know.
Even women liking other women, that's some temporary shit, too. So even if she does like other women, you know, women, after a while, they're going to get a good old hankering for some dick. You dig?
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm here. That's why I feel like I could be the middle piece of that. And we could just all bring it back to the pot. But I'm just glad to talk to you, brother, man. And then when it do come out on DVD, I'ma fuck with it, man.
No doubt,
brother. 1804, man. Most definitely, man. Y'all stay easy.
Thank you, brother. All right. My man is doing some chili pimping out there in the Inland Empire.
Right. He turned.
Yeah. He's trying to get him a little stable. And, you know, he's focusing on the wrong thing.
Yeah.
You're focusing on the wrong thing. You got to focus on the paper aspect. And I'm just not talking about the game. Just anything as far as that.
And he talking about if they going to stay, it like... Don't like real feelings need to be involved if you want somebody to stay?
Yeah, and it's not going to be just about no damn sex.
I know somebody like that, though. I'm not even joking. I have a friend like that. He lives in Texas. I don't want to say exactly where he lives. But he lives in Texas, but he comes out here. He has a girlfriend out here, but he's married. But his wife lives in Texas, and everybody know about each other. And, you know, when he's here, he's with the girlfriend, but he takes care of her. When he's here, he's with the girlfriend. When he's in Texas, he's with the wife.
If the wife is okay with it,
she's fine.
Yeah. My nigga is really trying to get a whole, like a lifelong threesome going on.
Exactly. That's what it sounds like.
He's just trying to get a sexual harem going on. You dig? So your focus can't be on that. You got to change your focus. Now, Layla, what else is happening out here? Here we go. Oh, now I put her on the spot. That's why I did it. I like
Empire
putting Layla on the
spot. Empire coming back tomorrow. No, I'm sure.
I like putting
it
Layla
is coming
on the
back
spot.
Tomorrow. What's the, Empire's
oh, yeah,
back.
Empire comes
no, no,
on.
No,
it comes on tonight, right?
No, tomorrow.
It's not coming on Wednesdays no more? I mean, no.
It today comes on,
today,
yeah.
Today,
get
today,
your day.
Today yeah, my, I'm like Layla. I'm confused. Today
Shut
is
up.
Tuesday.
We don't know what day it is. That's not really what I want to talk about. I just wanted to mention it because I love Empire. But what I really want to mention
is
about Tamar.
What did Tamar do?
Tamar is doing one more album. And that's it. She said she is going to take a very long break. She doesn't know when. Pretty much a break from the whole music industry because her marriage is more important to her. And she feel like her like being in the industry is causing ruckus in her marriage because her husband, Vincent Herbert, is her manager.
Right.
And like when you work with somebody, you're going to argue. The least you're around that person, the least arguments. Anyway, they sound like they're getting into it.
Yeah.
And so she said her marriage is more worth more than, you know, the industry. So she's done.
I don't feel like nobody gonna miss her. You know, we didn't have Tamar for a long time.
I know.
We didn't.
And did her thing. And then it's like, thanks for that.
I loved her on the real, though. I'm not going to lie. I loved her on the real.
Tamar is. She better with the shade and the juice.
Yeah, she's good. She should have her own talk show.
She can sing her ass off.
Yeah, she can.
That girl can sing.
But
yeah,
it's like,
but not to the point where she's
going,
I'm going to take a break, like, Whitney Houston yet. You know, on that stuff yet.
She's done.
Nah, she ain't even Toni Braxton. I'm waiting on the return of Toni,
And I like Tamar.
Yeah, I do too.
That sounds like it's just some shit to get more publicity.
Yeah, that works.
It does work. Saying that, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to retire. And then everybody say that. They going to retire and then come back with the comeback album.
Jay-Z retired probably 22 times.
They always do that. Let me see who's on the phone before we roll out. What's up? Who's calling?
Hey, what's going on? This is, hello? Hey, this is, Layla's brother.
Hey, ooh, Layla's cool. brother.
Which one?
Teron, the oldest one.
Do I really got a claim you right now, bro?
Yes, this is Layla's
twin.
This
is the one that's texting me the foolery.
Uh-oh, what's he texting you?
No, he was texting me about the caller.
Oh, shit.
So basically, that's the one that be...
Don't listen to my crazy ass sister.
Thurston over Bree. Thurston over Bree.
Teron, you kind of you kind of feeling Bree a little bit?
Why y'all putting him
on? Oh, no, but see, Bree, I was watching the show before, and Bree picked my youngest brother. She said he was the bad one. So I was like, oh, shit, ain't that a bitch.
Oh, damn. Bree missed chose. You chose on the wrong one. He mad.
I'm like, I'm the nigga with the good credit. Like, I mean, you know. Like, I drive the BMW. Like, damn.
I got the tangibles. You chose
the
wrong
juice,
one.
Right.
Shit.
He over here.
I'm saying. And the cool shit is, there was a dude that called, and I guess he sang to Bree, and I was like, that nigga's whack.
Oh,
like,
that's
I used to be a singer. I've toured the globe. Like, I used to be a singer.
Oh, so, okay. Oh, so you want to...
Yeah, I was a dude.
Oh, so you want to sing something for Bree?
Go ahead. You on the show.
I got you.
You said you a singer.
Baby, you should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need.
Hey.
See, I can sing.
Yeah.
Like, no, I promise you. It's the good credit. I got the BMW. I'm a web developer, so I'm not in that bullshit. I actually make good money.
So all
like,
we need
I mean,
is
you
ring.
Chose the young nigga?
Why I gotta be related?
No.
Why I gotta be related to me? Why I gotta do this?
I didn't choose him because he's, what is he, like 23? I can't do that. I can't do 23.
Isambard, how do you think about his singing? Who did he sound like?
This nigga sound like shit sweat.
Wait, what did he say? Talking shit.
Oh my God.
So done.
Isambard is so disrespectful, but I didn't choose.
Wait, I didn't hear what he said though.
Oh, Isambard, what'd you say?
This nigga sound like shit sweat.
Not Key Sweat. He said he sound like shit.
I'm like, what?
He still ain't heard him.
I ain't fucking with y'all.
You said you sound like shit sweat.
Oh my God. Man, I sound good, damn it.
You sound good,
man. Isambard's just hating, man.
He hating.
All right, T, man. Holla, man. You be good.
He is hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's... Okay, I hate to say it.
Go ahead.
He literally is obsessed with you, Bree.
Oh, damn.
I don't want you to feel any type of way or any like, oh my God, her brother's a stalker.
He's so nice.
But he's a fucking stalker. He's like stalking Bree.
He's a stalker.
Man, Bree, you're going to have to go out with the damn bro.
No, yeah, so I ran into him.
This is the only reason why he watches the show, not because of me.
I ran into him at the last event they had. He's really nice.
Y'all need the man to go to...
He Mr. ain't say nothing when I was there.
Oh, he wasn't campaigning in person.
He a nigga nerd.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
See, you better step it up, bruh.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's not a nigga nerd. I mean, he's a nigger and he's a nerd.
Okay.
Not technically.
That's a nigga nerd. That's a nigga nerd.
Put them together, Layla.
Yeah, just put it together and this is the sound we get. Nigga nerd. Okay. God damn. Man, anyway, y'all, let's get up out of here.
Wait, y'all coming with me?
Oh, yeah. What do you... Layla is inviting us somewhere else.
Yeah, Tariq ain't going.
How you know?
Tariq ain't going.
Because you ain't going.
How y'all know?
Because they ain't going to have just cranberry juice. All that shit going to be mixed.
They're going to have a whole bunch of cranberry juice, Tariq. We are going to have alcohol, too, but we will have cranberry juice.
I got to have my
side,
cranberry juice in Shirley Temples, goddammit.
Oh, my God.
What event are we talking about, Layla?
It's a... I'm going to post it on my Instagram, but... Not that everybody can come, but I just wanted y'all to see. But, you know, it's an industry mixer my brother's throwing this weekend on Saturday, September 30th. And I figured we can all come together and have fun. It's at one of his locations. We're going to be jumping.
They throw the dopest parties.
I'm going to see what's happening. It's going to be in Hollywood Hills, right?
Yes.
I'm going to see what's happening. Right. I'm going to see what's up. Y'all, don't forget, man, go get your Ogun shirts. The Ogun shirts are selling like hotcakes at TariqElite.com. Get your Ogun shirts, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, they've been on them.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They've been sending them to me, too.
Yes. Yes. And also, man, go to 1804movie.com. Get your tickets to see 1804 Movie in theaters next month. Get the pre-DVDs. Or who the fuck is at my house? People at my house ringing my doorbell. Get your DVD, the pre-order for the DVD, pre-order. So go to 1804movie.com. Layla, what is your Instagram, dear?
It's MSLAILALOPEZ, Miss Layla Lopez.
And Miss Bree, what is your Instagram?
My Insta is Chloe Behard, ChloeBHER. Hit a girl up.
Yes, indeed. And I'm at Tariq Elite on Instagram.